Okay, that's it. In closing, I'm headed out tomorrow. Very exciting to drive to Dr. Farrell's house. We're going to be recording news, trends, and stories for 2017 in person. We need to be in person. We're doing it early this time because of the holidays. Normally, I wait until the close of the month before I do it. So, if big stories pop in the last 2 weeks, we'll have to do an addendum by phone. But the stories are so explosive and juicy for this year, for all of 2017. We're just going to focus on what's really important. That was the format we moved to last time, and that's what we're going to do this time. I've been working on the list for several weeks, and as always, when we develop our top stories from what we post throughout the year, some very interesting insights have emerged, and I'm looking forward to a Farrell Fitz marathon discussion this weekend. It's going to be very fun. Anyway, what's coming up in the schedule is very great intro for new subscribers. And if you really haven't had a chance to dive in 2017 for existing subscribers as well. Next week, we have the Best of the Soleri Report. We do the Best of the Soleri Report for the last 2 weeks of the month of the year. We do this every December. For the first one, we've chosen the 2017 wrap-ups. We're going to revisit all four of the wrap-ups, the 2016 annual, which was published in January, and then in the first quarter, the Clash of Civilizations, a review of the new administration, second quarter, enforce the Constitution, and then third quarter, Control 101. It was really a great year of wrap-ups. Normally I don't do a money market in the last 2 weeks of the year, but because of tax reform and so much of what's going on, I will do a money in markets next week as well. So December 21st, the Best of the Soleri Report, the 2017 wrap-ups, and then a money in markets really focused on tax reform. December 28th, Best of the Soleri Report, enforce the Constitution. That was really the theme this year, enforce the Constitution. And it came up again and again and again, because really there is no financial solution to lawlessness. You've got to really get down and say, okay, we're going to have law or not. We're going to obey the law or not. In January, we start into the annual wrap-up. Our theme is, does your pension fund have a deep state drain? Turns out the U.S. budget may not be the only thing that has a deep state drain. Anyway, we'll start in the first 2 weeks with news, trends, and stories with Dr. Farrell, part one and part two. And then we'll do equity overview and finally the pension funds in the last week. Just remember, this affects you whether or not you have a pension fund. Federal, state, and local taxpayers on the hook for corporate and state and local pension funds. So we're all on the hook on this thing. And so if there's a drain, it's your problem and mine. So until next week with the Best of the Soleri Report and the 2017 wrap-ups, please remember, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in a conspiracy, then you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.